Well, this morning we have a guest joining us here in our studios. Laura Canning is with us. Laura is the Cass County Conservation Naturalist, and she's going to tell us what exactly a BioBlitz is. It's a plant wildfowl flowers BioBlitz. It caught my attention because the name is funny.
Yeah. Well, we've never had one in Cass County, so we're going to, this is all new to us as well. What a BioBlitz is kind of a snapshot of what is inside Cass County. Like, this could be, it's everything from bugs, fungus, plants, birds, everything. And so the other great thing is you don't have to be an expert either to, you know, if you don't know what it is, things like that. It uses a platform that helps, if you don't know what it is, they'll help you identify it. And then add it into what we call a project, which is the project that we're having is called a BioBlitz, upcoming on Saturday. So what this little snapshot is, it's going to be all day long. You can participate anywhere in Cass County. So this could be your backyard. You could go out to a park, things like that. And so we kind of decided to do this to tie in with our summer reading program with all of our Cass County libraries. And then Atlantic Public Library, they applied for a grant and got it through Iowa PBS and Nature and things like that. And that's where the Plant Wildflowers Initiative comes from. And so we've done some other things that we've done so far this year. We went out and planted some pollinator habitat at Chilberg's. Things like that. That was all part of this grant. And this other part of the grant is to do a BioBlitz.
Okay. Well, very good. Well, let's just kind of walk our way through this. So it's hard to get participants if they aren't sure what they're getting involved in.
Yeah.
You've got a meeting coming up here this week.
Yes.
For folks to learn more, right?
Yeah. So this Wednesday night, we're going to kind of do a informational night or kind of a just a walkthrough of what this all entails and things like that. And so that presentation is going to be at the Atlantic Public Library at 6 p.m. in their community room. And so that, again, that's Wednesday night on the 13th. So you can come see what it's all about. It uses an app. It uses a smartphone. If you have a tablet or something else you want to use, you can bring that. And we will show you how to work it and show you how to do things as much as we can before our event on Saturday. And then all day on Saturday, you can participate if you have issues. And we're going to have kind of a troubleshooting section of time on that Saturday. And so that's going to be from noon to 2 at the community or at the public library. And so if you're out doing things and it's not quite working for you or you're having, a glitch, you can come find me at the library and we can help. We could fix it and things like that. So we really kind of, want, of course, we want it to go well, but we want everybody to have fun. It's kind of the other thing is it's a citizen science project. Before, you might have heard me talk about, backyard bird counts, Christmas bird counts. That's kind of what it is, except really broad. you could add frogs, things like that.
This isn't just looking for monarch butterflies. This is
right.
Much wider. So what are you looking for? Just to document whatever you can?
Document whatever we can. And if you already use the app, which is called iNaturalist, then you'll see, you can bring up that app. And inside that app, it'll, click on projects and it'll come up, you can click on nearby and our Cass County one should come up and things like that. And it'll say, hey, it's not happening yet because it's not till Saturday. Mm-hmm. But you can add it into your little list and things like that. And it's interesting to see what is already on there, too, because I'm not good with mushrooms or fungus. But there's shockingly a lot of, I would probably say 10 fungus is already on our little iNaturalist map for Cass County. And I'm like, oh, well, I can learn something new, too.
So we're looking for just about anything that's organic, whether it be plants, animal.
Mm-hmm. And you can record a sound, too. So let's say you do hear barred owl hooting. You can record that on your phone. And then you can add that sound into your observation. Or if you don't know what it is, there's an app out there, of course, sure, that will help you identify that bird.
Of course there is. We often talk about getting outdoors and being out in nature to try to get away from technology, but here you're integrating the
two. Sometimes it's going to help us work in our favor, too, of, you might not be that expert, but and it doesn't matter.
Laura, what's the purpose for this? What do you hope to gain from this?
So it's going to give us a snapshot of it's happening in the summer, so June or July. It's happening in the summer for us. You know, we do a lot of other citizen science projects in other months in Cass County, so it's going to give us, you know, a different snapshot of Cass County. When we talk about reptiles and amphibians, I tell kids all the time that, you know, these maps for Iowa that say, hey, this frog's supposed to be in Cass County, they're old. They're not updated. And this is one of the ways that we're starting to use technology. Our wildlife biologists can't be everywhere. So.
And things really do change that much?
Well, they're just, the data's not very good. It's one of the, reptiles and amphibians is just one of those very underserved populations for the maps in Cass County and things.
Well, I suppose you think of events like floods, how they can change the biology of an area.
Yep. And we're close on some species, are we close enough to be, should we have them? Things like that.
Yeah, it's an interesting way to kind of take a look at things and see what's actually out there. You think about some of the things that we do tag or keep tabs on. We mentioned monarch butterflies.
Right.
You do the bird count. The DNR, they look for pheasants. There's a pheasant count
pheasant
out there.
Pheasant count's coming up.
We keep tabs on the trumpeter swans here in our area. I mean, you stop and think about it, there are a lot of things that we do kind of watch, but there are many more things that we could kind of keep tabs on too.
Right. And then, it's just one of those things of, it's going to give us, from a park and rec standpoint, Atlantic Park and Rec, they're involved with us and us, Cass County, we don't have that kind of snapshots for our parks. We don't have the manpower to do it, things like that. But, I know I've talked to Brian, he's excited to see what is going to be found out at, a place like Schilberg's, one of their newest parks, things like that.
Sure. So do you use this information then for example, habitat work to plan for the future and to make sure we can sustain what we have?
Yep. We'll get a copy of it as a organizer and things like that. And then, we can look and see, where, like Schilberg's, for example, we've planted some pollinator habitat, some pheasant habitat out there, things like that. It might be something that we look back at, 5 years later and go, there was no pheasants that year versus, now there is. Is it what we changed working?
Sure. And using the app and the resources that are available, it helps to make sure the accuracy there too. So people will be relatively certain of what they're watching.
Yep. And like I said, there's other observers that can look at your photo and help you identify it if you don't know what it is.
Sure.
That's the great thing about it. And so there's other people on there, there's people on there like me and go, oh yeah, I know what that is, and I can comment and say, hey, I think it's this. And so you've got that happening out there too.
It's amazing if you just pick a spot, doesn't matter where, sit still for a while, be quiet, which is hard for us to do in this day and age, how many things we will see around us.
Yeah. And, it could be just watching your bird. You might really like birds and you have your bird feeders out right now and the hummingbirds and things like that. Just do that in your backyard. That's going to count for us. So.
You bet. Okay. So how do folks have to sign up to do this?
No, they don't have to sign up. You do have to download the iNaturalist app. And then once you're in there, it should come up as a project because, of course, you're probably going to be standing in Cass County when you're looking at that. Otherwise, if you have any other questions, try to get to the Wednesday night presentation. That's going to give you lots of information of how to do it. If you have issues, like we said, the day of, which is Saturday the 16th, that's going to be from noon to 2 at the library. I will be there for some technical assistance and things like that. Or if you're getting a late start and want to just... and can't make it until then, I can certainly run it through with you and things like that.
All right. And she mentioned that's Saturday from noon until 2, but that Wednesday evening session is at the Atlantic Public Library's Community Room, and that'll be at 6 p.m. this Wednesday, July 13th. So if you're interested, maybe you want to pop in and check that out, learn a little bit more, and be an active part of today and tomorrow here in Cass County as far as nature goes. Excellent. Well, that's kind of a fun project. Different.
Yes. Yeah. We're going to see how it goes.
Absolutely. Thanks for coming by.
Thanks for having me.